हरिः ओं श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। ನಾವು ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತೆ ಅದರಲ್ಲಿ 18ನೇ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ಅದರ ತಾತ್ಪರ್ಯ ನೋಡ್ತಾ ಬಂದೀವಿ. ಅಧ್ಯಾಯ ನಂಬರ್ 2 ವರ್ಸ್ ನಂಬರ್ 18 ಅಂತಮಂತ ಇಮೇ ದೇಹಾ ನಿತ್ಯಸ್ಯುಕ್ತ ಶರೀರಿನ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ವರ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ವಿ ವರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ತಾತ್ಪರ್ಯ ವೇರ್ Acharya was talking about Jiva Brahma Bheda. That is a central thought for this sloka. So as Acharya is explaining Jiva Brahma Bheda, there is a doubt in the minds of some people. What about the Abheda Shruti Vakyas? Like Aham Brahma Asmi Tattvamasi, this kind of a Sarvam Khalvidam Brahma, all these Vakyas. They are talking about the identity of Jiva and Brahma. So that doubt comes. So Acharya is addressing that here in detail. Normally, you know, always Acharya is very brief. So in such a brief commentary of Acharya, it has this detailed description. Why? Means because this is very, very crucial, because Jiva Brahma Bheda is the basis for all the learning. Without knowing that Jiva is different from Brahma, if the starting step itself, Jiva thinks that he is same as Brahma, the entire sadhana becomes meaningless. So this two kinds of truth, two kinds of Brahma, all this we went through that. So all these questions come to the minds. That's why Acharya went in detail with this. And in the last class, we talked about how, and actually we went through the Upanishad itself to see the Yathaiva Muttika Ityadi Nityanam Pravedanat Vacharabdham. ವಾಚಾರಂಭಣೋಹಿ ದಟ್ ಶ್ರುತಿವಾಕ್ಯ ಉಪನಿಷದ್ವಾಕ್ಯ ಫಾರ್ ದಟ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯಸ್ ಕಾಮೆಂಟ್ರಿ ವಿ ವೆಂಟ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಇನ್ ಡೀಟೇಲ್. ಸೊ ನೌ ವಿಲ್ ಗೋ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಟು ತಾತ್ಪರ್ಯ ವಿತ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ಗ್ರೌಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ಉಪನಿಷದ್ ವಾಕ್ಯಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಸ್ಟಡೀಡ್ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಸೊ ದೇರ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಸಿಂಗ್ ಯಥಾಚ ಏವ ಏಕಮುತ್ಪಿಂಡ ಜ್ಞಾನಾದೇಹೆ ಸದೃಶತ್ವತಃ ಮೃಣ್ಮಯಂ ತದಕಾರ್ಯಂ ಚ ಜ್ಞಾತಂ ಮೃದಿತಿ ವೈಭವೇತ್ ಯಥೈವ ಮೃತ್ತಿಕಾ ಇತ್ಯಾದಿ ನಿತ್ಯನಾಮ ಪ್ರವೇದನಾತ್ ವಾಚಾರಬ್ಧಮನಿತ್ಯಂ ತು ಜ್ಞಾತಂ ತನ್ಮೂಲಮಿತ್ಯಪಿ. ಸೊ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಮೃತ್ಪಿಂಡ, ಸೊ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದ ಮಡ್ ವಿ ನೋ ಆಲ್ ದ ಮಡ್ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದ ಇಂಟೆನ್ಷನ್, ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಟಾಕ್ ಅಬೌಟ್ ಉಪಾದಾನ ಉಪಾದೇಯ. ಸೊ ಉಪಾದಾನ ಕಾರಣ ಅಂಡ್ ಉಪಾದೇಯ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಉಪಾದಾನ, ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ not the purpose. Here pradhanya, we went through that pradhanya, pradhanya, all those things last time. So here pradhana is paramatma, is the pradhana. He is the most important thing to be known. The world also is to be known. Yes, it is secondary because it's created by paramatma. So here that mrutpinda jnana dehe sadrushatvataha, first sadrushya. So just by knowing a ball of mud, how a ball of mud has formed out of the mud, that knowledge helps, you know, the properties of the mud are there, and also something can be made out of the mud by doing the giving it a shape, by processing it, all that understanding, knowledge will make us understand so many the objects that can be made out of the mud, like a house can be built out of the mud or whatever, all that munmayam tadaka, whatever made out of the mud, all those things will become known by properly understanding the functionality of the mud. Just as mrittika, the Sanskrit shabda which is eternal, because Sanskrit is considered eternal bhasha, daiva bhasha. So an eternal bhasha, mrittika ityadi nitya nama prave, that is nitya nama, eternal word. By knowing that, vacharabdham anityam tu jnatam ತನ್ಮೂಲಮಿತ್ಯಪಿ. ಸೊ ವಾಚಾರಬ್ಧಂ, ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಟ್ ಅದರ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಬಿಗಿನಿಂಗ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಎಂಡ್, ನೋ ದೇ ಕಮ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಕಾಲಗಮನ ಅಟ್ ಎ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಅಫ್ಕೋರ್ಸ್ ಮೂಲತಃ ದೇ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್, ಬಟ್ ಅಭಿವ್ಯಕ್ತಿ, ದ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದೋಸ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಅನಿತ್ಯ. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ನಿತ್ಯನಾಮ, ಬೈ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್, ಆಲ್ ದ ಅನಿತ್ಯ ಶಬ್ದಸ್ ದಟ್ come out of this nitya shabda also will be known because of the similarity. of between this. So sadrushya is there. Same way, by knowing about Nitya Paramatma, who is present in every single object with that name and with that whatever tadnama, tadrupa. He takes that name, he takes that shape of every single object and is present there. So there is a similarity with that form of the Lord. He bears similarity with everything in the world. It's only similarity, but not identity. So by knowing about the Paramatma, who is Nitya, and this world, Jagat, is Anitya. So by knowing about Paramatma properly, we will also, it will help us to understand, know about the Jagat, which is created by Paramatma. Everything is created Paramatma. So that we study the properties of that, thinking that Paramatma gave them those properties. Like that. So Yatha eva mutika ityadi nitya nama pravedana vacharabdham anityam tu jnatam tanmulam ityapi. So all other anitya words also get known because tanmulam, that nitya shabda, is mula for all those anitya shabdas. Yevam karana bhutoso bhagavan purushottama. Same way, Paramatma is the nimitta karana for the entire creation, and asau bhagavan purushottama, he is all supreme. And pradhanascha swatantrascha, he is pradhana, he is the most important thing. And he is swatantra, he is independent. Tanmulam akhilam jagat, akhilam jagat tanmulam. That means the entire universe is having him as the mula. That means he is the mula for the entire universe. Tad adharam, this entire universe is taking, seeking support from Paramatma. And tadadharam vimuktaucha, even after the liberation, also he is giving them support. They seek support even in vimukti. That's why vimuktaucha, cha means chakara, and also that means in samsara, everything is having him as the adhara. He is the adhara for everything in samsara avastha. And also he is adhara, support for everything even in mukti. So vimuktaucha tad adharam, he only is adhara for everything, even in vimukti. Tad adhinam sadasthitam, sadatad adhinam sitam. So at no point of time, anything can become independent of him. Everything is dependent upon him, not only in samsara avastha, even in moksha, eternally, from beginningless time to endless time, everything is tad adhinam, and tad adhinam sadasthitam. It is under his control, and it will remain under his control always. Sadda tadadhinam stitam. So sa sukshmaha, he is the subtlest entity, more subtle than anything else. Vyapakaha, sa vyapakaha, that Paramatma is all pervading. Sa purnaha, that Paramatma is purna. Tadiyam akhilam jagat, everything in this universe, the universe itself, belongs to him. Tadiyam means his. It is his. It belongs to him. Tasmat tadiyam tvamasi. Tadiyam means it is under his control. He controls them. Tadiyam is under his control. Just everything is under his control. Same way, you are also under his control. You are also tadiyam. Tasmat tadiyam tvamasi. Tat tvamasi. Tat tvamasi means tadiyam tvamasi, you belong to him. You belong to him. You are dependent upon him. He controls you. You are under his control. Naiva sosi katham chana saha na eva asi. Tvam saha nasi katham chana. At any time, in any way, in any form, shape, whatever. Tvam saha na eva asi. Tvamasi naiva sosi. Tvam saha na eva asi. You never become him. You are his, but you never become him. Tat tvamasi means tadeva tvamasi is not the meaning. Tadiyam tvamasi is the meaning of tat tvamasi. So it is very common, if you take in real world, any, you know, like simple Sanskrit, suppose you say there's a river. So this water I brought from the river. Then you say Tannadi or Sanadi, if you want to use the ring, proper linga, Sanadi. tat jalam, idam tat jalam. This is, that means the water you bring in a glass, that itself is not nadi, but it belongs to that river. So if you brought some water from the river, you say tat jalam eva, idam tat jalam eva. That does not mean tadeva jalam, that nadi eva jalam is not the meaning. Tat jalam, that means this water belongs to that river. This vyavahara is there in the real world. Everywhere you use it. Like suppose there's a school and this school is built by that a particular person. You say, ayam patashala tadiyamasti. Tat patashala. So his school or an organization is there. You say, ayam samstha tadiyam. Tat tasya samstha. Tat samstha. So tat is used to indicate a samasa. It can indicate, it can refer to a pumlinga or strilinga or napumsakalinga in the samasa form, because samasa has no vachana linga restriction, or rather it is stripped out of all those linga samasa, linga and vachana and all that, and it takes that eka vachana mula rupam that it takes when a samasa is formed. So tattvamasi is a samasa shabda. Tadiyam tvamasi, na tadeva tvamasi. So this is acharya tasmat tadiyaha tvamasi naiva sosi tathamchana. So this is what is conveyed by, the same tatparya acharya is giving that same thing. And I think this other thing we went through that before, so I don't want to repeat that, but we will just go through tatparya. We went through the Upanishad Vakyas for the 9 Udaharana, Drushtantas, the examples that are given during that statement, Tattvamasi. When that statement is given and Upanishad, 9 examples are given. Those 9 examples indicate differences only. You can see Pancha Vedas in all those 9 examples. Actually, all 5 Vedas can be seen in every single example. In some, actually, some doubt may come in the mind, but if we go deeper, it becomes clearer and clearer and clearer as we progress from example to example to example. It is more and more clear that this Panchabheda is what is being spoken of. There can be similarity. Sadrushya can be there in some examples, but even when there is a sadrushya, a similarity, there is Bheda, difference only. So here Acharya says in Tatparya, yatha pakshicha sutramcha nana vruksha rasa api yatha nadyaha samudrascha yatha vruksha paravapi yatha dhana parascaiva yathaiva lavanodake yatha purushadesha. Here Acharya very briefly giving all those examples, just in very short expressions, each one of these examples. Pakshi and Shakuni are, you know, there's Shakuni. Shakuni character in Mahabharata is there, but there's another meaning for the word Shakuni. Shakuni means a bird. Shakuni hi is a, means a pakshi. So in Upanishad, sayatha shakuni sutrena prabaddho disham disham patitva anyatra ayatanam alabdhva bandhanam eva upashrayate eva meva kalusvami. So that's how the Upanishad goes, and Acharya says yatha pakshi cha sutram cha. That is the first example. Pakshi or Shakuni or a bird in this drushtanta, it is tied using a string to a pillar or a post. So there's a post and a pakshi is tied to the string and through the string to the post. So people say, hey, there's only one bird is there. So Jiva, Brahma, everything is that one bird. So this is how they understand. No, here the purpose is to say that the pakshi, the bird, is tied through a rope to the pillar post. So the pillar post is giving support to the pakshi. If there is no pillar post which is not tied to that, the pakshi will go away, wander away, go somewhere else. So the pakshi is tied to the pillar post. Same way, every jiva is tied to Paramatma. So here pillar post is jada, so paramatma is jada. People may get this doubt in their mind, but that's not the purpose. The example is meant not to talk about jiva jada here, but something that gives the support. And paramatma has to be seen as one who is present inside the pillar or the post, one who is present inside the rope, one who is present inside the pakshi itself. So he is jiva antargata and vastu antargata also, that raju antargata and that yupa, stambha antargata. So everywhere paramatma is there. So paramatma is invisible form, he is present everywhere. So brahma is there, paramatma, and jada, the sutra is different, and the post, pillar post is different. So all these are different. So the ayatana, nivashasthana is different. So here, Panchaveda we can see. And what about jiva jiva bheda? Only one jiva is there and paramatma is invisible. Only one paksha is there. So jiva jiva bheda, how can we think about? So we have to think about the abhimani devatas. In the rope and in the pillar, post, the abhimani devata, of course, who are not visible to us, but that way you can see jiva jiva bheda. Or if there are multiple pakshis, one pakshi is tied to one pillar post, another pakshi also may be tied to the same post or another pillar post. So that is jiva jiva bheda can be easily conceived because there are so many birds. So jiva jiva bheda is there, jiva jada bheda is there, jada jada bheda is there, and jivatma paramatma bheda and jada paramatma bheda. All pancha bhedas can be seen in that example. And same way, nana vriksharasa api. So here the honeybee collects honey from various flowers and brings that and makes the honeybee. So the honeybee in that various flowers, makaranda, honey is brought and it's mixed. So people will get, oh, look, we cannot differentiate. All the honey drops are mixed together. And now, though there is bheda from one flower honey to another flower honey to another flower honey, there are different honey drops or droplets. When they are all brought together by the honeybee, now they are all mixed together and there's only one lump of honey or one big block of honey. So, but this honey that is there from each drop, even when you look at the entire amount of honey, maybe whatever, you know, that huge amount of honey, each drop is physically, it may be exactly same as another drop, sure, and it is mixed up, we cannot even, may not even be able to separate two honey drops, but still the honey drop physically is different from another honey drop. When those two honey drops are mixed, it becomes two drops, so the volume is increased. So this bheda, jiva jiva bheda, and all those can be seen. The honey shelf, the bee, that is different, and the tree is different, the flowers are different. In each flower the makaranda is there, and each bee is different, one bee is different from another bee. So jiva jiva bheda, jiva jada bheda, all those. And whoever gives strength, the ability to the honeybee to collect the honey, the ability for flowers to have the honey. So all this is controlled by Paramatma. So the invisible Paramatma can be thought of. So like this, Panchabedas can be seen in this also. And same way, Yatha Nadyaha Samudrascha. So here, Abhimani Devatas of the rivers, they all, like, you know, when the water goes from the rivers, they go and join the ocean. People will think, oh, look, all the waters, they join together in ocean. Now there's only one ocean. So like that, all jiva goes and merges with Paramatma. And there's only one Paramatma. And all the jivas all become Paramatma only. They merge with Paramatma. So people will get this doubt with this example. But even though it's not visible, when a river joins an ocean, the ocean remains the same. All right. But that much water volume has increased in the ocean. Ocean is so huge, so you may not notice it, but it definitely has increased. And same way, jiva paramatma bheda is there. And not only that, there, laukik examples, no laukik example can 100% depict the way paramatma functions. For example, when the river joined paramatma, there is no, or when the jiva joined paramatma, there is no increase in paramatma, there is no additional thing. Whereas jada, the ocean, when a river joins the ocean, there is increase in the volume of the ocean, because jada, every jada has limitations. So for Paramatma, no jada examples can be given. We can give an idea, just as the rivers are all different, rivers are different from ocean, same way every jiva is different from another jiva, and they are all different from Paramatma. That only that much the example is to be taken, not more than that. In the sense, we should not, oh, they all merge together, so we all merge with Paramatma. No, that's not the purpose. The purpose is to say how rivers are different, ocean is different, rain is different, rain waters are different, the water is coming. So they are all different. So the difference, it is just to speak about the difference. That's all the example is meant to be. So yatha nadya samudrascha, yatha vruksha paravapi. So then, when we saw the Upanishad, we saw the Vrikshadrushtanta. So when a tree is there, it has so many branches. Each, the whole tree has Abhimana, some jiva who has the Abhimana for that tree, like a Vruksha jiva. At the same time, there are so Abhimani Devatas actually who are also present inside the tree. And the Sarvaniyamaka Paramatma is also present inside the tree. And Sarvaniyamaka Paramatma, he is present in all through the tree. Jiva is present somewhere in the tree and his Prakasha Vyapti is there through the tree. Same with Abhimani Devatas are present inside the tree, but they are there only to perform their own functions, whatever Paramatma has assigned. So the Jiva, when it is there in that, Paramatma enables the Jiva to have the Abhimanitva for the tree is like a body for that. And when a branch is cut off from that, what Paramatma does? He is present inside the tree, he is present inside the branch also. He makes the branch dry off. That is the will of the Paramatma. He says, okay, this branch is cut from the tree and I want this branch to go ahead and get dried up. So that's what Paramatma decides, and so he tries. So here we see branch, one branch different from another branch, the branch is different from the tree. All the differences, Panchavedas, can also be seen in this case also. So like this, in each of these examples, the Panchavedas can be seen. So this Panchaveda can be seen in each of these. One second. Okay, so this Panchabheda is can be seen each of these examples. So this is what, like the next example that is given is yatha vruksha paravapi, branches and the tree. The branch getting dried up is because Aniruddha Namaka Paramatma, he is present in the tree controlling the vruksha jiva, controlling the Abhimani Devatas. He is present in every form. So Panchabheda can be seen in that also. And then yatha dhana Parashaiva. So the next example is like he asked Nyagrodha Phala, that is the fruit of the people tree, and then he asked to bring it and bring the tree, the seed, and break the seed and sees what you see in the seed. He says nothing. But there is invisible Paramatma who gives the ability to the seed to do it in a, just imagine. There are so many kinds of seeds are there. When the seed is planted in the soil, same soil, same water is given, but different seeds yield different kinds of trees, different kinds of fruits. How all that is happening? Of course, it's a property of the seed and everything, but each seed, the jiva in each seed is different. The seeds are different. The way it's done is different. How they are able to yield different fruits, All this is controlled by Paramatma, and this is what is Panchaveda can be seen in that also. So yatha dhana parascaiva, para is sarvottama paramatma, and then yatha eva lavanodake, same thing lavanodaka. You know, all this can give confusion. Lavana and udaka, see, the lavana gets mixed with the udaka, so lavana and udaka merged. Same way jiva and paramatma get merged. No, but lavana is present inside the water, but is invisible, and it is present in every part of the water when it melts. So even though it is not visible, the salt is different, the water is different. So the bheda between salt and the water has to be seen. So this is also like, you know, panchabheda, the way which is the jada water, jada lavana, a salt, and the shakti that is present, abhimani devatas, and the paramatma who makes the salt melt in the water, who gives the salt taste, who gives the water properties to the water, whatever properties there. So that paramatma shakti, it has to be seen, and that is panchabheda can be seen in that also. And same way yatha purusha desha ucha, so here we talk about gandhara purusha, you know, like, you know, one person, he's blindfolded, and he, you know, he's left in somewhere in god forsaken place, and he keeps yelling, oh, I can't see, please make me reach my place, Gandhara Desha, his own country. And somebody else comes and he removes his, you know, the eye patch, then takes him to his place, then he says, I reached my place. Same way the jivas are lost in samsara, they take the help of a guru and they reach their own destination, Gandhara Desha, or whatever the destination. So that is what is conveyed here. So that means jiva dependent upon Paramatma, a need for a guru, all these are indicated by, and jiva, the Parama Gandhara Desha person, citizen, and a person who helps him, they are different. So all jiva, jiva bheda, and Gandhara Desha is different, the forest is different, the place where he is left off is different, all those are different. So jiva, jada, jada bheda also is done. So like this, pancha bhedas can be seen in each of these examples. So I'll stop here so that people can ask questions. And then other examples we can see in the next class. And the purpose of this is every single example emphasizes jiva paramatma bheda, not only jiva paramatma bheda. Today we also saw how actually all these examples indicate actually pancha bheda, not only just jiva paramatma bheda alone, even pancha bheda can be seen in all these examples. So the examples themselves drive jiva paramatma bheda only. So that is what is conveyed here. So any